Minnesota News Network, I'm Ashley Walker. Ranking Democrat Angie Craig and members of the House Ag Committee are urging the USDA to take immediate action to stabilize fertilizer prices. In a letter to Secretary Brooke Rollins, they blame the war on Iran and effective closure of the Strait of Hormuz for several global supply disruptions. A DFL-authored bill at the Capitol wants to allocate an additional $2 million in 2027 towards K-12 teacher retention efforts across the state. However, Byron Republican Representative Dwayne Quam says the focus should be on schools that are succeeding.
There are some school districts that actually teachers are moving to after they've been teaching for a while. We got districts where we don't have these problems. The teachers are happy. You need to look at the positives.
The bill was laid over for possible inclusion in an omnibus bill. Gas prices nationwide are averaging more than $4 a gallon for the first time in 4 years. AAA Minnesota reports the national average is $4.01 today. Prices have dropped by about 4 cents in Minnesota since last week. This is MNN.